This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Duncan Webster and Leah Gibson have each honed their chops with bands including Lost in the Trees, Hammer No More the Fingers, and Bowerbirds. Recently, the two Durhamites joined forces to form Beauty World, which features this song, Architect. It's on. It's from their new 5-song EP. Duncan and Leah join me now to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
The song Architect struck me, and Duncan, I'm going to lay this at your footsteps because it reminds me musically of XTC, and then I thought your voice really sounded like Andy Partridge.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, but why are you writing a song about an architect or trying to be an architect?
Well, I actually am taking classes right now, just drafting classes. But we wrote the song before I started doing that. I've always been interested in architecture. They were kind of just chicken scratch lyrics that stuck, and they were kind of catchy, I guess. And it's about building, just how the Earth is overcrowded, and just deciding to build on the moon.
So your fallback gig, if the music thing doesn't work out, you will be building homes on the moon.
Yes,
as a fallback.
That's exactly.
And what do your parents think about that?
They're coming around to the idea.
When you were playing in all these other bands, when did you make the decision together to form Beauty World and do your own songs just as a duo?
It was kind of by accident. We had started dating in 2010, and a friend had kind of set us up by trying to get me to play cello with Hammer No More the Fingers. And
which Duncan was in.
Yes. Yeah. And Duncan had been asked to do a solo show with this band, Embarrassing Fruits, and it was kind of right when we first met, and he asked me to join him, and we played that show, and we actually kind of jokingly called ourselves Free Steak for that show.
That was an advertisement to get people.
We played.
Wouldn't free beer steak work better?
Yeah. I think that definitely would work better, but it was at a bar, so I guess they wouldn't be very happy with us if we did that. But we played like 5 songs. 4 of them were Duncan songs, and 1 was actually an Embarrassing Fruits cover, and that's how it started. And it was very simple, all acoustic, and it's grown a lot since then.
Yeah. Is Meteor and Me about extraterrestrials? I'm wondering a lot of things now that I know you want to be an architect on the moon.
Yeah.
It's about a lot of things. Duncan... That was one of the first songs we had played together, and Duncan wrote it, and it was kind of also when we first met. So a lot of the lyrics, they seem kind of stream of consciousness, but there's little bits and pieces that have little meanings.
Are your songs collaborations, or are you writing separately?
Usually the songs will start with Duncan kind of playing like this small little part for hours and hours for days on his guitar.
You want to hit him.
Until I want to hit him. And then...
That happens after the first hour.
And then I'll say, well, why don't you help me? So then we'll kind of work on it together and, you know, figure out if how to incorporate cello, or if we want, sometimes I play a synthesizer, and sometimes we'll work on lyrics together, what might work out.
Well, you sing lead on Jerry Horton. Who is that?
Jerry Horton, it's a dog, actually. The song is pretty literal to how the story goes, but one day Duncan and I were driving at night, and there was this like pretty bad thunderstorm, and Duncan almost, this dog just ran in front of his car, and he skidded and almost ran over it.
Lost dog, a runaway, skipping through the stormy day. Across the avenue, oh, you were the saddest sight. Though you're far from home, you might be home, we'll find out soon. Not alone, we will make room. I guess we'll find out soon.
We stopped for a little while because we were really worried because he was running on this really busy road that was Horton Road, actually, in Durham. I opened my passenger side door to look for him, and then just bounding from like two blocks away, we see him coming towards us and he jumps in our car. So we spent the rest of the night driving around that neighborhood and looking for somebody that might be looking for him, and never found anybody. And our roommates at the time had called him Jerry because he had these little Jerry curls. He had some fancy haircut, and we had called him Horton, so we just decided to name the song Jerry Horton. But we never found the owners, but we had a good friend adopt him and is taking good care of him.
How do you pronounce the name of that last song on the EP?
That's Rambutan.
Rambutan.
And it's a fruit found in Thailand and Southeast Asia, and just this delicious... I've only had it when it's been in syrup, this like very sugary syrup, and but it looks really cool when it's just a raw fruit. It's like kind of looks like a sea urchin, but bright pink.
That's one of those spiny urchin ones.
Yeah, spiny.
Oh, okay.
And you like crack it open, and it has this little like yolk in it almost, and it's delicious. But
and you worked whistling in there and kickball, and those are two good things.
Yeah. Oh, it does say kickball. Yeah.
Duncan Webster and Leah Gibson are Beauty World. Their self-titled debut EP is out now. Duncan and Leah, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.